Warning, this episode contains foul language. Always check the description of the episode for a more detailed list of episode-specific trigger warnings.
Another season of Keep It Weird, the podcast for all things strange, unusual, paranormal, supernatural, creepy, sticky, gross, scary, and everything in between. That's a throwback to the original intro. Every time we get together, we talk about something weird, and this is the official premiere of season 8 of the show.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you. No, please sit down. Please be seated.
I found a soundboard. So things are going to get unhinged. This week, we're going to tell a couple ghost stories. We're going to talk about what we've been up to the last few months of our hiatus. And we're going to talk about like what to expect on this season on the weirdest show you know. My name is Ashley. I'm your producer and host, and this is my lovely co-host and sinister sister from another mister, Lauren.
Hello, weirdos. Welcome back. And hello, season 8.
Season 8. Who would have thought we would have ever even been here?
Truly. And I know, like, we have been having so many discussions on hiatus of, like, we've been doing this so many years. Like, who are we? Where are we? What's going on in our lives?
What do we do?
But it always comes down to, like, but we still have so much fun. We love talking to each other. We love talking to our weirdos. I can't believe it's been 8 years. I love it.
Me neither. I like your mug with the eyeballs on it.
Thanks.
Love it.
Creepy.
Mine just says St. Louis.
But I love it.
It's so cute and adorable.
Meet me in St. Louis. We're having coffee because it's a morning recording.
It's a morning, so you might, you know, there might be more of those this season, and that's going to be different.
It is. Things for everyone involved. Things are different. Things are changing. We evolve. Will we
have more energy? Will we have less energy?
I feel like I weirdly... Even though, like, sorry, everyone, I'm just going to be honest. I did not sleep last night. My son is sick and it was a rough night, but I weirdly have so much more energy than our, like, afternoon or evening recordings.
1,000%. I have so much more energy because, I mean, when we record in the evenings, I've already, like, worked an entire shift.
Yes.
I've cooked dinner for my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I've done whatever. And then we sit down to record. It's like the last thing I do. And I'm like, can we just get this over with? Can we just get through this?
I'm just trying to go to bed.
Go to sleep and live another day.
Yeah. And our afternoon recordings, I come straight from work where I'm like overstimulated from preschoolers. And I'm like, I have nothing to get. So yeah, this is great.
Is great. We're back. Hiatus is over. The world is still spinning for now. Hi, guys. Ashley here. You're probably thinking, why is she interrupting us already? What could she possibly have to tell us? I'm just popping in to let you guys know that the first two episodes of our season will be audio only. No YouTube video to go along with this. Listen, we recorded two episodes last weekend, and it was a mess. Did you think we could just jump right in, head first, into the show that we've been producing for over 7 years and have things work fine and just work out for us? Not in this life. So, no. No YouTube video for this episode. Or the next, which is actually a really dark, horrific, creepy episode. So you should love it, you freaks. Anyway, I love you. Please ignore any references we may make to this episode. being a video. It's a bold-faced lie. We're just two women trying our best. Okay. Speaking of YouTube, though, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Even if you only listen to this show, just head to youtube.com/keepitweirdpodcast and hit subscribe just to make us look good. Maybe comment on a few videos, like a few videos, give us a boost there. And if you haven't done this yet, please give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and iTunes. I just kind of realized the other day we haven't asked for that in a long time. We haven't gotten a new review on iTunes in like freaking forever. So anyways, I love you so much. Enjoy the rest of the episode. I promise that I'm not going to interrupt again. Before we get into what to expect this season, do we have any life updates? It's been a few months.
I know.
And unless you guys have joined us on our Patreon, where we've released like literally 9, soon to be 10 episodes in the last 3 months.
We have been on it.
Yeah, we've been on it. The patrons aren't missing us at all because they hear from us every other week. But for anyone who hasn't joined the Patreon, what are you doing, Lauren? What have you been up to in 2024?
I know. My gosh. Nothing? Have I done anything in 2024? Well, again, you would know this if you're on the Patreon, so like think about it. But my
This episode is just an ad for the Patreon. It's like, actually, it's all we're talking about. You would know about this.
I know. Then you don't have to like miss us and have updates. My parents came out for a long visit and that was so fun. And they came on and recorded an episode and everyone's comments and feedback have been so adorable.
It's so good.
And exactly like what I wanted, the reason I brought them on. Cause I was like, they're just like the cutest, like
they are.
As you know. And they also surprised me with how open-minded they were, because I feel like in the past I've told them stuff about like, you know, hauntings or whatever it may be, or just like, you know, believing in,
and they just sort of nod and smile.
Yeah, they like, would just kind of be like, okay. And they even like they listen to our podcast. Like I always comment on my parents listening to us on road trips and their adorable like commentary that they have on it, but they've still always kind of been like, but I don't know if I really believe all that stuff you're talking about, but you're entertaining. But they came on and they were so open-minded, and even my dad had a line about like, I read a ghost story and he was like, well, you know, I don't know if that was necessarily a ghost. It kind of sounds like maybe like dimensions were like intersecting in that moment. And I was like, Jeffrey Eugene. I was just so proud of him. Jeffrey Eugene.
Are you a physicist?
So that was amazing. I mean, I know that's funny that that's like what I'm choosing as my life update, but that we just had such a good visit. Like it was just a good parental visit, and I feel like that's been a big thing in my life. Otherwise, teaching the children still. Mm-hmm.
Teaching the children, more family members dying.
Yeah. Oh, I know. We at the end of last season, we were like, 2024, it's our year. Nothing bad is going to happen. And then my grandma died immediately in the new year. My other grandma.
It's not funny.
You all know. It's not, but like,
but
it is
the timing.
Like it was just like,
was
hello. I texted Ashley, like, I have to tell you this because we were talking about how 2024 was going to be different. And I was like, welcome. But it was my grandma who was about to turn 102, who I've talked about multiple times on this podcast.
She was ready to go home.
She was so ready, that sweetie. But man, like, what a life.
Yeah. What a life. And what a way to start your year.
I know. But otherwise, I feel like 2024 has been okay. I mean, like as okay as it can be.
Listen, it's only March. There's plenty of time for it to fall apart or get really good.
Correct. Also, is this episode going to come out on your birthday?
Yeah.
It is going to come out on my birthday.
Thank you so much. Happy birthday.
25, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would actually rather die. I'm going to be 36 years old.
That's right. 36.
Yeah, I'm aging like a fine wine. I'm always sweaty. And things just hurt now. My toe, my big toe on my right foot.
Like, what's happening to your big toe? It's just hurting right now.
Pretty sure it's a stress fracture, but I refuse to go to the doctor because the thing is if it is a stress fracture, they're just going to tell me to do what I've been doing, and then they're going to ask for $300. And I cannot give them more money.
No, thank you.
I cannot give them more money. So I'm just icing it and elevating it, but I've been doing that for weeks. It's still not – it got a lot better, and then I bent down on one knee, and it was my right foot was the one – wait, hold on. How did it work? Yeah, so my right foot was the knee that I didn't bend on, but then my foot bent like, you know, like up onto the arch of my foot.
Yeah.
This was like 3 days ago, and it's like worse than it's ever been. So I don't know.
Great. We love that.
Broken toe. Who knows?
Cool. So yeah, is that your life update? You have a broken toe.
That's it. Just a broken toe. No, I actually, you
have cool things.
I obviously like haven't been doing a ton of like keep it weird stuff because I got off social media because it was just poison. Like I literally could feel it draining my energy. When I was like just like spending time with my husband, and then like I was just like doom scrolling. So I'm only on Twitter now. So follow me on Twitter at I don't know what my handle is. So I don't know. Follow Keep It Weird Cast on Twitter. I guess
Twitter because it's I'm not, still not listen, on board with like it's not going to be X. No,
follow me on X. But I did. I recorded a lot. Though I've been recording every single week that we've been on hiatus because I recorded, I've done a lot with the Losers Club. If any of you weirdos are Stephen King fans, you should check out my other show. It's called the Losers Club Podcast. It's all Stephen King all the time. I'm actually just rereading Carrie because
you're about literally, to do
April 5th. Of this year is the 50th anniversary.
That's right.
50th anniversary of Carrie. Which means it's the 50th anniversary of Stephen King's career as a novelist. So
that's insanity.
It's crazy. So he's obviously very important to me. Love you, Stevie. So I just started reading to do the episode. Oh, and someone's mowing their lawn. That's really cool. Hold on. Oh. What is it, a Saturday in a cul-de-sac?
That's how good your microphone is that, like, I did not hear the mowing in the slightest. So.
Oh, good. And it was a leaf blower. So I did a lot with them over hiatus. I also guested on a couple pods, if anyone wants to go check those out.
Movies That Made Us Gay.
Yeah, Movies That Made Us Gay. That came out a couple weeks ago. I got to talk about the X-Files movie, Fight the Future. Ashley, the best movie, but like it's a lot of fun.
But it's X-Files. And it's so much fun. And like, I don't know if you guys know, Ashley hates X-Files and like doesn't care about David Duchovny at all. But no, was so perfect.
So that was a blast. Love that. And I also guested on another show, but it isn't out yet. But you guys should really check out this podcast because it was so much fucking fun. You have to go on, Lauren, when they
approach you. I know. Garrett's been telling you. Because I assume you're talking about Erotic Thriller
Club. Erotic Thriller Club.
Yes.
Where you watch erotic thrillers. And you just talk about it. There's so many. And I got to go on and talk about 1996's Fear, starring Mark Wahlberg.
Jealous because that is such a good one.
Oh my god, it's so good.
That's so perfect. I love that movie.
And we absolutely did for an extended period of time talk about getting fingered on a roller coaster. Like you have to check out this show. I think they've done Fatal Attraction, I know. Mm-hmm. Obviously. What else have they done?
They've done a lot of older stuff.
Not yet, I don't think. No. But the cover of their show is a Wild Things reference. Maybe that's what you're thinking of.
Because of their faces on their... I mean, if they haven't done that one, which I imagine they've probably recorded that one with someone. But if they haven't, that would absolutely be the movie I choose. There's so many good ones. I know. Garrett basically just said, like, choose one and, like, come on. But it's like, I've seen them post about the ones they've already recorded. And I'm like, dang it, I would have chosen that one. But I'm like, there's so many more. Like, I can definitely find one. But gosh, that would be really good.
What else has happened?
besides you being a famous podcaster on everyone's podcast?
Oh, you know what? This is hilarious. Mm. This is actually big, huge news. I got my first really, really mean negative review.
What?
And
who? I will light their house on fire.
Don't know. Like, I don't know who it is. And I won't even tell you where to find it. You have to go find it by yourself because it is so – it's like the kind of worst nightmare review. You know, your voice sucks. Your laugh sucks. You don't know anything about what you're talking about. You're the worst. Like, you're ruining the show
kind of review. For Losers Club?
Mm-hmm. And – but here's the thing. That was like my worst nightmare. Like, I was always so afraid of Keep It Weird getting really big because that invites a lot of people who maybe aren't into you so much or like aren't, you know, mean people. Like the internet is so full of mean people. And so like my biggest fear was always that I would get this like horrible review and it would like destroy my confidence and it would make me like second guess everything. And it was really kind of nice to get because one, it was like, I've arrived. I'm officially
honestly
here.
That means that you like, you've officially made it when somebody's I've like you're it. The worst
someone hates me but I also I saw the review and then like 2 days later I went into a recording with the Losers Club and I really thought that like I had low energy but it was because you know it was fucking 7 o'clock on a weeknight or 8 o'clock on a weeknight after I'd worked you know. Of course, you had low energy, but I was going into it like, I don't know, maybe I'll turn my microphone volume down if my voice sucks so bad. Actually. And like, maybe I'll. Yeah, but here's the thing. Here, something psychologically happened that I don't quite understand, but I really enjoy is that like, even though I was thinking that as I was getting set up and I did, I turned my microphone volume down because I was in my head. My voice sucks and my laugh sucks and maybe I'll just be a little I won't be as like goofy and weird. Never have I been more goofier or weirder in my life than that episode. It was like I was like, you don't like me? You're definitely not gonna like me now. Like I'm just gonna be goofier, weirder, and dumber.
Good for you.
But it wasn't like planned. It was just like what happened.
No, it's what happened naturally. But I love that that happened. Me too. Because you should be fully yourself because you are wonderful and that person sucks. But
yeah. And I just, I don't know. It was really nice to like have it finally happen. My, you know, what I thought would be my worst nightmare. And to find out that it actually doesn't really affect me at all. So that's
good. That's huge.
Really dope.
Because I am like very much like you. Like any time that Keep It Weird was like, you know, we've had some big offers in the past, like pretty much right when COVID happened, which was unfortunate timing. It was like, are we maybe going to like possibly get like a TV show or a web series? Yeah. Are we about to be on Travel Channel? Like some cool things have happened. But every time those opportunities would come up, there was this voice inside of me of like, oh, no. Like, don't get too famous because this is when you'll find out that everyone hates you on the internet. So it's always been my biggest fear. And I like, I've been so terrified of how I would react to that. And if I would just totally shut down. So I love hearing that. You're an inspiration to us all.
Thank you so much.
That's a beautiful thing. Never change.
Yeah. I feel like an inspiration. Oh my God, stop.
I love that for you. Good. Fuck them haters.
This is also kind of big news, and this is where it kind of gets maybe a little sad for the podcast, but great for like me and my career. But I got a promotion. I'm currently training as we speak. It's actually really hard, and I'm super overwhelmed. And I, yes, actually, I have cried in the bathroom at work. I have. And
you've been that girl.
Will again.
You have to. So yeah. I do most days when a preschooler humbles me greatly, so I'm with you. But congrats.
Thank you. But it does mean that like Lauren and I had to have some conversations about like, are we going to be able to continue doing the podcast? Because I'm not only working more hours now, I'm doing harder stuff while I'm at work. I'm not going to be able to do any podcast stuff at work, at least before I could take notes sometimes for like episodes. And it's going to be a really, really rough year. But ultimately, we decided We did not want to lose the pod. We're generally happier people when we're recording episodes and when I'm like putting out content. Like it, like it's like something I look forward to, and it feels good to create things. So
yeah,
it's ultimately a good outlet. We decided, for both of us. Yeah, we can't not do the pod, but it does mean that you will be hearing less of us this year. We're going to start out attempting to release new episodes every other week. So every other Friday, and I will do my ding dang darndest to get the episodes out on time Friday morning, you know, at 1 a.m. or whenever the episodes drop. But it's an experiment at this stage, and we're going to have to see how it goes.
Yep, we're trying things. And if we get to a point of like, okay, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown because I'm so stressed and Ashley's like, this is the hardest year of my life, then that's when we'll have to, you know, reconfigure and figure some new things out. But we want to be here for you because we love it. We love being weirdos with all of you. And so we're going to put content out as much as we can. And with the every other Friday thing, if you're like, but what about weekly content? Once again, I'm going to say, if you want more of us, the Patreon has so much content.
It does.
For you. Just say, please consider.
Consider it.
Ding.
Ding.
My dad finally figured out how to use his Patreon account. So also shout out. Another shout out to
Jeff. Shout out, Jeff.
You did he it. Did not know for so long, but I was like,
well, he was being
you are
so
now
generous.
On a Patreon. Yeah. He was like, I think he was giving to the $50.
He was doing like, $20 a month. I think it was like a $20, which is not a tier, but like you can choose to give more. But give the problem is if you don't choose the tier, you don't get the bonus material. So he was just giving us money, which is really nice of him.
It is very nice. But yeah, then he like couldn't see the bonus content, but also he didn't fully know how to log in, bless his heart. But then when he was on a Patreon episode, I was like, he's like, I want to listen to it. I want to see how it sounds, you know, outside of it. And when I'm like driving in my car, I was like, okay, so this is the moment I sit down with Jeff. You and we figure this out. And he's in, ladies and gents.
That
so you
so
can
funny.
Do it too.
My mom is the exact same way, where I'm like, did you listen to the recent bonus episode? It's really good. And she's like, I can't figure out how to log in. And I'm like, okay, what happens? Like,
what's going on?
Do we? My dad texted me last week and was like, so the last time I was home, or I think it was around Christmas, he kept carrying around this little like thumb drive with him, right? And he would take it from his computer in the basement to his computer out in the garage, to his computer in the basement, to his computer out in the garage. And I was like, Dad, like, why don't I just sign you up for a Gmail account? Because with a Gmail account, you can have Google Drive, and it's essentially this, but all you have to do is log into your account, and you can have files just always there no matter where you are. You don't have to, like, carry this little thing everywhere, and you don't have to, like, make sure that whatever. And he was like, okay, sure. So I made him a Gmail account. I wrote down the password and the login. I kept it next to his computer. And this was like I said, like Christmas time. Last week.
Oh, no.
He texted me. He was like, do you remember my password and login for the Gmail account? And I was like, that I made you 3 months ago? No. You're irresponsible.
Sir. Rod. Oh, my God.
You could just stay logged in. And where's
first
the paper
of all, why are you
that
logged
I
out?
Wrote on?
Where's the notepad
where's
with the
notepad?
Information? Why did you log out?
Why'd
because
you do
it can
this?
It can truly be
just
logged,
stay
in,
logged
forever.
In forever.
Like, and like your computer can remember it for you. So even when you are logged out, it'll be like, but we saved it. And so don't worry. Just like start to type your email and we're good. Oh, honey. Like what happens?
What happens? And like, when is it going to happen to me? Like, when is technology going to like
nervous.
Advance my understanding of it? Because it's almost as if like
it's
once it,
happen.
Yeah, once it like advances past your understanding of it, there's like an unwillingness to learn the new
yes.
thing, which I don't know when logins and passwords became a new thing. I feel like that's been around since the beginning of the internet. That was 1,000%. Step one.
So that's when I'm like, our parents need to get it together. But there's definitely things that, yeah, we are not going to understand. And my Wilder is going to have to teach me everything. And I know that that's going to be a thing. You know, what's been interesting is realizing that we are like old enough to not understand slang. That's been like a humbling experience, getting on TikTok and being like, I have no idea what these people are talking about. And like, I remember being like, man, my parents are just so out of touch, like in high school when they didn't know any of our slang. And now I'm like, oh, that's us. That's getting older. I'm embarrassed. But also I don't care. But I do care a little.
Well, because my mom still, like, she says sup.
Pam says sup?
She does. And I love it. But that was something that when I was little and I'd be like, sup. And she'd be like, what's sup? And I'd be like, it's a shortened version of what's up. Like, what's sup? Up? And she was like, that's ridiculous. And now to this day, she's like, sup. And I'm like, first of all, that's from 2002.
I'm imagining her just walking in a room like, sup?
Sup?
Like, what's up, y'all?
Sup?
I love that vision of Pam.
Yeah, she's the best. Anyways, yeah, we're getting there. It's going to happen. Joe always jokes that, like, you know how, like, like boomers and older, like that generation, like just a little kind of racist. Like their parents were like a lot more racist. They're like a little bit racist. And then like Gen X or whatever, still kind of like weird about race. And then we millennials get better. And then it just like get all down the line. And I'm not saying racist, but like just like weird, like insensitivities or like using the wrong words for things, you know, like like saying colored, for example, where it's like and it's like you can't get mad because like that was the polite word, that was the word that they were taught,
and it's like constantly changing, so.
Yes, so you can correct them obviously, but you can't get, they're like doing what they were told was polite and correct and politically correct. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So anyways, Joe always jokes about like when he's older, he's like, I wonder what like I'm going to be like weirdly racially or collectively insensitive about. And he's like, I bet it's going to be AI. Like, I bet like I'm going to be like this fucking AI skin bag, like talking about robots and be like, you can't call them that, grandpa. And he's like, they're not people.
There's a robot over there.
They're not people.
Grandpa. Oh my gosh. I love that he thinks it's going to be AI. I mean, but that's
yeah,
that's probably
gonna be robots
real
or something. Where he's going to be like super insensitive towards their like rights. And like kids are going to be like, they deserve rights. He's going to be like, they're not real.
That's a robot. Don't give him anything. Anyway. Waving his cane. I mean, Joe already is the like get
he's
off
already
my
80.
Lawn.
Yeah.
Type of guy, so like I can't wait to see how he is in 20 years. Like, it's just gonna be so much worse in
I
10
wish.
Years.
10, yeah. I wish you guys could experience Joe when like a loud car is in our cul-de-sac, because he'll go to the window, he'll go and open the door and stand in the door with his hand on his hip.
It happened when I was over and I was only with you guys for like 6 hours that day. And I saw him, I think he went to the door twice. And one of the times he was holding his coffee mug, which made it better because it was like hand on hip, coffee mug in hand, like true, like dad,
and
old
it's like,
man,
what are you going to do?
Like, what are you going to
what's your plan?
Say something? Like, what's the plan? No, it was just hand on hip like these.
Just
kids.
Wants to know that he's disappointed. Then how so loud your radio is. So I think we should talk about some of the things that have happened in the world in the last few months.
Goodness
again,
me.
Some of it we've talked about on the Patreon. So, you know, but
the
we don't do
report.
Patreon episodes together. So we haven't personally talked about this. What is going on with Kate Middleton?
What is going on? Because truly,
where is she?
Like, I feel like it started, as most like internet conspiracies do, like kind of like fun. We're all like, oh my gosh, like it's crazy. We haven't seen her. What's going on with these photoshopped creepy photos?
That was when I got in on the conspiracy because
With the photo.
Yeah, before that I was like, guys, like she said
it was
I had surgery. And yeah. I will be with you after Easter. Like, can we please let this woman fucking heal from her surgery, you monsters. And then when she released the obviously photoshopped picture came out, I was like, that's sus. And then when she doubled down and was like, sorry, I'm an amateur photographer, sometimes I like to experiment with editing, I was like, no. Okay, what's happening? Nope. Something's now going I'm on. In.
Well, that's what I was about to say, is like, it started off all like fun and games and everyone's just like having fun making memes. But then, yeah, when she came out saying like, I was just experimenting, it was like, nope, mm-mm. No, this is getting weird now. Absolutely this is not. So weird.
Did you happen to hear our bibliomancy that we did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You told Hold me to on. Listen I and I was like, I have you... to.
What was it? Was it 16? I don't remember the page number. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I want to say it was 16. That sounds right. Okay. So, yeah. We did bibliomancy on an episode of The Weird Report. And we asked – it was literally the day that the news broke. Not news broke, but the first article broke that was like, Kate Middleton hasn't been seen since Christmas. What's going on? So I jokingly in the episode was like, let's ask where – like what's going on with Kate Middleton? Like apparently she's missing. And Amy was like, missing? And I was like, well, she hasn't been seen since Christmas. And like it's weird. So this is the page that we got for bibliomancy.
Which is just banana town.
Horrifying. And it's all it's about
nightmare.
Someone experiencing, screaming for help and experiencing psychosis. So I was just like, is she having a mental breakdown? Which, mm-hmm. Here's the thing, who fucking wouldn't?
Yes, right?
If that was your life.
Life or situation. Yeah, my God. I don't know how she hasn't had one sooner, to be honest. No, that was so wild and that felt so meant to be. I was like, that's like one of the best bibliomancy experiences I've ever seen. So just saying,
maybe join the Patreon. And that was before the Photoshop picture on Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. British Mother's Day. Did you know that they had a different Mother's Day?
No, not until that photo. I was like, excuse?
I literally was like, I thought I missed Mother's Day. I have such a great Mother's Day gift planned for my mom, and I thought I missed Mother's Day. And I was like, I thought it was in May. It is in May. The British do things wrong.
Ladies and gents.
Anyways.
They're wrong. They are doing it incorrectly. They're we are wrong. Right. I'm just going to say they're wrong. No, I found out that there was British Mother's Day because of Kate Middleton. Same. So thanks, Kate.
I hope
you're okay, though.
I truly
like, where
hope you're
why
okay. I don't
what?
Really know much about you. And
no, I've never kept up with the royals, and now I'm so invested.
Well, it's weird because I love the crown. You'd think that I would be way more invested in the royals.
But I'm not. Like, I've never watched the weddings. Mm-mm.
I did watch one wedding. It was Meghan and Harry because Will Ferrell and...
Kristen Wiig?
No.
Or no, who was it? It was Will
Molly
and...
Molly Shannon.
Yes, that's right. They did the...
Gordon Tish.
Yes.
Which they also they did the correspondents, Pasadena Rose which was... Bowl Parade. And it's
they did.
So fucking funny. I highly recommend it if you can ever find a streaming version of it. It is so good.
Yeah.
So that's
that
the only royal
true.
Wedding
that was
I watched.
Reason enough.
Yeah. So Kate Middleton's missing.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully
we don't really
she's
know
okay.
anything about it. John Oliver went on Watch What Happens Live, which and I loved that he was like, well, how did he put it? He said it in a funny way. He was like, there's a non-zero chance that she is dead. And he was like, I'm not saying it's that she is deceased. But it's non-zero, though. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's a small chance.
Well, and he I felt the same as me, where he was like, I wasn't really, like, invested until the Photoshop picture came out. And now I'm like, there's a non-zero chance that she's dead.
Right. Like,
that is a possibility.
Now he's having feelings about it. Also, I just have to say, because we are, like, such Bravo reality TV lovers, I am obsessed that John Oliver likes Bravo. I don't think I knew that, because he... You know, he's a brilliant man. He's an amazing host. He's giving us the news. He's asking the hard-hitting questions. He's, you know, such a good comedian, all of these things. And just to know that he's also watching The Housewives and Vanderpump Rules was just like the best thing to learn.
Ever. Yeah. I mean, Michael Rapaport loves The Real Housewives.
Oh, Yes, and Bill Burr also a great guest.
Loves the Real Housewives. They watch with their wives, and they absolutely love all the storylines. Yeah, Michael Rapaport is also a huge Vanderpump Rules fan. So, like, we're in good company, okay? Listen,
for sure.
It's not just for basic bitches anymore. It's for all.
That's right. I know. Julia Roberts, she went on and shocked us all by saying she also watched like one of the spinoffs, which surprised me. She watches all the Housewives. What was it? I think it was Southern Charm.
It might have been Southern Charm.
She was like, I love Southern Charm. And I was like, see, that's when you're like real trash, when you do what we do, which is watching Vanderpump and Southern Charm.
I even managed to get a couple of the losers from the Losers Club, one male, one female. Randall, actually, he's caught up on Vanderpump.
Randall,
he's
the one that I would be like, he won't, like, he's too good of a person.
Totally caught up on Vanderpump. He's so into it. And then Jen, who will be on this season of Keep It Weird, she's so lovely. Good. She's from Tennessee. She's in like season three, I think, of Vanderpump. And I love introducing people to trash. My next question, are you sad that you didn't get to attend Willie's Chocolate Experience in Glasgow?
I am so sad. I would have loved to bring Wilder to that really special experience. I wish he had gotten to meet the unknown.
The unknown. He could have gotten
a jelly bean from a bag.
A third of a cup of lemonade and a jelly bean.
That was awful. Okay, listen. If y'all don't know, basically a horrific Willy Wonka experience happened in Glasgow. Is it Glasgow or Glasgow? How do you say
I think
it?
You can pronounce it both ways. I think it depends on your dialect. I know a lot of people say Glasgow. Some people say Glasgow. Yeah.
It was advertised as being this like super immersive Willy Wonka experience, but it was just in a warehouse with some like cardboard cutouts, poorly made up costumed characters. Yeah, you got like a tiny cup of lemonade and a jelly bean. Just, it was the saddest thing ever. But it was pretty much created by AI, right? That's
all
why it was
the
so
advertisements.
Off.
Yeah, were AI generated images, so it made it look like this is where we're going, and it's going to be insane. You're gonna walk into literally Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, and it is going to be magic, and it's going to change your life. And instead, they walked into a meth lab.
Yes, it did look like a meth lab, just like the saddest warehouse of nothing. And AI created a new character.
Yeah, the unknown. It's just like a
who hides in the walls.
Who hides behind a mirror and like slowly comes out. Guys, I am going to put images from this in
you
the video.
To.
So if you are not watching this, please just look it up. Holy shit. It's
the unknown was the best
part. It was incredible.
And that the background, like there was a storyline for the unknown of like, at the event, they appeared from behind a mirror and terrified children. But it was like they had a backstory of like they hide in the walls and soak up all the secrets of chocolate making. It was like, what? Who? The unknown.
The unknown. Brand new character for Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
Factory.
Make a horror
movie the
classic,
about the unknown, though.
The classic tale. Road Dahl missed out.
He could have
really had a hit on his hands, but instead he just wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and no one will remember his name.
Oh my gosh, but yeah, that was very sad.
It was so sad, and it was so funny.
Lord, that was special.
The only other major thing I think that took place since we went on hiatus, did you hear the latest update on the Kansas City Boys?
No.
Who were found dead in their friend's backyard. Do you remember that?
I do remember that story. What is the latest update?
The latest, so the tox reports came back and they had THC, cocaine, and 3 times the lethal level of fentanyl in their systems.
Yes.
So
okay, I did hear that. That's
the main belief right now. As far as I know, as far as they've announced, is that basically they passed out in the backyard and ended up freezing to death.
Right.
But Jordan Willis, I don't know if you remember, the guy who whose house they were at, that still doesn't really explain his super suspicious behavior, like, in the days following.
No, that's what I'm not understanding. Like, how did you not know your friends were back there? Like, their cars were still parked in your driveway. Like, how did you not look in your backyard once and wonder, and why didn't you answer your phone when anyone called you?
People were calling you. People were coming to your house and knocking on your door. You weren't answering. And he was like, understand. Oh, there was a noise machine and a fan on. And it's like, okay. Like, I don't know. It just seems weird you wouldn't care that all these friends were missing and the last place they were seen was your place. It makes it seem like he like absolutely had to have known and just was trying to avoid it. I don't know, but
yeah, I was terrified of the reality that was coming at him, but I'm still just like, what were you thinking? Like, I wonder if he like truly like disassociated and was like, this isn't happening to me. Like, if I don't answer the door, I just don't have to face it. Like, yeah. Which like, hey, if you're like in shock, maybe, but I don't know. He was just super sus. I didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, apparently one of the boys that died, I say boys, one of the men that died, his cousin told the press that Jordan, the guy who owned the house, was nicknamed the chemist by his friends because he was a chemist. He was an HIV researcher. But ever since high school, he would concoct drugs for his friend group.
Like mixing things together to see?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's really unfortunate.
That's really bad. So there are a lot of people on one side saying this case is being investigated. Jordan is obviously devastated. He had nothing to do with his friend's death. He's actually in rehab, I guess, right now because of what happened. Like, I think it's sort of like a Raquel Levis situation where it's like, I'm putting myself in a hospital because I'm so stressed and sad and freaking out. But then other people are like, you know, the evidence does not look good, fellas. It certainly looks like he might have been the one responsible for their deaths, even if he didn't do it on purpose. Like, you can still kill someone.
Totally. Like, he was involuntarily. Maybe putting a little drug cocktail together and it went poorly. Like, that happens,
you still, you know, are responsible. So fucking hell, that sucks.
Yeah, my gosh. Also, I didn't have this in my notes, but I just thought of it because I was thinking of like news stories. Where was it in Florida where like cops and like a bunch of maybe even the FBI like swarmed the mall? Yeah, and it like that was never explained, right? Was that in Florida?
Mm-hmm. That was Florida. It was a mall in Florida where supposedly the reporting was that fights were breaking out in the mall between teenagers. Like, teenage gangs were fighting in this mall. But
that's right.
The entire police force of Florida showed up for it. Like,
every vehicle was there.
You could see a mile-long road, and it was just cop cars with their lights on. And, like, there were helicopters, all this crazy shit. Because a fight broke out? Like, that doesn't make sense. And that's all they've said is, like yeah, there were fights breaking out.
It said the teens were setting off fireworks and fighting, which led to a panic as some assumed there was a shooting, which, like, fair. Yeah, if you're hearing that sound. But then only four teens were arrested. It was just four kids. It wasn't, like, hundreds. And then it said police were dispatched for crowd control because the juveniles were refusing to leave and people were panicking, blah, blah, blah. But why were there hundreds of cop cars there? Like, why did it look as if...
Well, why did they shut down the airport?
Yeah, and they didn't explain it. Yeah. It's just they are saying, like, crowd control. That's all they're claiming as I'm scrolling through here.
The weird thing is that there were also reports coming out of the mall that a, like, 8-foot-tall creature was seen.
Like a gray creature, right?
At the mall.
A tall gray.
Maybe an alien. And so the conspiracy theorists ran wild with that one.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, we never got an update.
Which we love.
We love them.
We love safe, fun conspiracy theories, not crazy people, but not full crazy people. But yeah, that's the Miami Mall aliens is like what the story is.
Miami Mall aliens.
We're 10-foot aliens caught on camera. Yeah, so it's just it turned into a fun story. But I am like, but why? You still did not explain all of the details. I do not think it's just because of these teenagers lighting off fireworks. I just don't, especially if only four
teenagers causing a ruckus does not cause every police vehicle within 30 miles to show up and a helicopter and the airport to shut down. Like, what? But of course, if you're wondering, like, you know, maybe it's a terrorist attack, but like, why would you attack this mall in Florida? I don't know. I don't know what goes through their minds. Mall. Listen.
I don't know. Listen, please.
Before we go, though, let's tell some ghost stories because I have a couple. I know you have one.
I have one. Yeah, you go first. All right.
My first story is they wanted to remain anonymous, which is fine. We love you anyway. But Anonymous has a crazy story from their childhood, and I'm leaving out the first line because it's almost a spoiler. So I'm going to go. I'm starting it on line 2. Anonymous says, "Me and my sister were in our grandparents' house, and we had forgotten that they were still alive." Yes, you read that right. My grandpa was at work.
I'm processing that. All right.
And my grandma was pale and white and walking around the house. We called our parents 4 times. First time, we were just scared, and our parents legit thought we were just wanting to come home because we, you know, weren't having fun at our grandparents' house. The 4th time we called, apparently we made no sense with what we were saying. And it actually really scared my mom. We told her some random lady was in Mima's room and she was putting on her lipstick, talking about her first date with our grandpa that she was going on that night. So
what is going on?
What actually happened was that a less than scrupulous company in the 90s had gotten in trouble for dumping toxic chemicals, and a small amount had leaked out into the water line. So they were in their grandma's house, scared out of their minds because they were thinking their grandparents had died, which they were very much so alive. They would not die for another 20 years. Her grandma was pasty white due to the effects that it was having on her body. And apparently by the time their parents arrived, her and her sister were outside in the driveway scared to death because they didn't even know who each other were. Like, they didn't even know their own sister.
That's terrifying. So they were like, we're just here with strangers. Scary. Oh my God. Just hallucinating.
Can you imagine? Yeah. And they said, no clue what happened to the company that dumped the chemicals. I was a kid when this happened. My parents didn't really follow up that I know. They weren't the kind to like sue for damages, you know. So essentially they hallucinated and kept calling their parents to be like, something's wrong. I don't know this lady in grandma's room. She's putting on grandma's clothes. And like, finally the parents were like, something's going on. Like, this is weird behavior. And then they showed up and their kids were like fucking high as a kite. Just on freaking out in the driveway. Oh, can you imagine?
My God, what a bizarre experience all around. Like, every part of that is insane. I cannot imagine. That is horrifying.
Ugh. It's like getting roofie. It's like getting drugged.
1,000%.
And like not.
Oh my gosh! And poor granny.
I know.
Putting on her makeup and pale white,
getting ready for their first date with their grandpa.
I know.
I do love that they added, like, grandparents lived for another 20 years. Because I was like, oh, my God, they poisoned Mima and Papa. Like, what are you going to do?
Are they okay?
Anyways.
Mima. That is terrifying. It's like new fear unlocked.
Seriously.
I didn't know I had to be scared of that. And I hope that company is rotting somewhere.
I've always been a little bit scared of a carbon monoxide leak.
Yeah. Same.
Like, obviously you have detectors to hope that doesn't happen, but you just hear these stories about people being like, yeah, I just was like feeling weird in my house and I was hearing things and I was this and I was that. And then, you know, my dog died and I was like, what's going on? It turns out it was a carbon monoxide leak. Worst fear.
Also, mold like mm-hmm. I've heard of like
black mold,
toxic mold stories as well, where it's like if the mold is hidden enough, you won't know for so long that you have it, and you like start to get like really, really sick and don't know why, and nobody can put their finger on it. But also it can get so bad that you can like start to hallucinate and have like nightmares and all kinds of things. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, do I need to be looking behind my dresser constantly for mold? Like, so many things to be afraid of in this world. Anyway, that is a crazy
story. Yeah, thank you, Anonymous, for letting me tell that story. I know it was short and sweet, but I was just like, holy shit, this is insane.
Insane. My God. Okay, I have a story from a coworker who also wanted to remain anonymous, okay. Which is totally fair. She's very private, but I appreciate you letting me tell the story. She says, so I think I may have experienced a haunted car. My daughter purchased an old blue Hyundai Excel for her first car. It was totally beat up, but nevertheless, it got her safely from point A to point B, and it did the job. She told me one night, though, as she glanced into her rearview mirror, that she saw a young girl sitting in the back seat. It was just for a moment, and when she looked again, after the shock wore off, she was gone. She said she has seen her on multiple occasions, but for some reason, she never feels scared, just weirded out, confused, doesn't really know what to make of it. She also explained that the radio used to turn on and off by itself, and sometimes the volume would go up and down, like to a screaming point, blasting her eardrums. And I thought that was very creepy. But I just said, well, it's an old car, old electricals, maybe she was tired, you know, the street lights, playing with the shadows. I'm trying to explain it all away. Then one day she was driving us to go shopping. We were chatting away, and I looked down at the radio and I see the knob turning all on its own as the volume was slowly going up. I sat there completely stunned for a moment in total disbelief as to what I was seeing. I told my daughter and she just started laughing and saying, see, I told
you. I'm not crazy.
I could not believe it. Then fast forward a few months, she decided to sell the car. The new owners called her and said that they lost the keys, but then they were able to find them. They called again, said the car wouldn't start, but then it started. But they kept calling with all of these issues with the car. It just seemed so bizarre. Like, are we cursed? What is going on? Why are we still being affected by this car that we sold? Then it was a week after she sold it, and she was coming out of her school parking lot, and she parks in a spot and looks next to her, and lo and behold, it is the blue Hyundai Excel parked next to her in this random like school parking lot that the person she sold it to would have like no business being at. She even went out and checked the number on the license plate saying like, this must just be a coincidence, like another beat up blue Hyundai Excel, like there's no way. Nope, it was the exact car parked next to her in this random parking lot. She was completely taken aback. Hundreds of parking lots, hundreds of cars, like in this city, and it happened to be parked right next to her. This only happened once. She's never seen the car again, but what a strange experience. Can a car be haunted? And I said, yeah,
I think so.
That was my response after I read it.
That just made me want to watch Christine. Christine is a little bit more nefarious, though. Not quite as sweet. Like, this car seems like it's just like a sweet haunted
just like
car.
We're just playing pranks, we're just having some
the radio
fun. I feel like the car wanted a proper goodbye, so that's why it found her in that random parking lot to be like hello, I just
don't
I miss you
about me.
But I know
also
but
why
then,
did
like,
you
never
sell
saw
me
it again. Why did you sell me? No, that's crazy though.
That's wild. I love that you feel safe in a car.
Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't where anything's going to happen to me. I do feel like a listener ghost story from a while ago. I read a haunted car story. Yep. I'm having a memory of it. And
I remember,
we talked about it.
Because when you
like,
started
yeah.
talking about this, I was like, didn't you already tell this story?
Haunted
and it was
car.
A little different.
I know. It was different. And I think that one was like a little like creepier. This one was almost just like, oh, we're having some fun. But that was the reason I read this one, was because I had a memory of a car being haunted. And I just love when things are a little outside the box of like what we experience as haunted, because you don't expect a car.
No.
So I kind of
you expect
love these
a hotel.
Moments of like, well,
you expect yes. a hospital.
Uh-huh.
You don't expect a car.
But a little blue Hyundai. throwing you off.
I have one more. This is from Reddit user Faceless Spirit. Thank you so much, Reddit user Faceless Spirit. Love your Reddit user name.
Into it.
Faceless Spirit says, first, a bit of background. When my wife was young, her parents and siblings lived with one set of her grandparents. Her grandfather was murdered in the home. It happened in his bedroom upstairs. The room was primarily used as storage for the next 20 years. Her parents tried to sell the house multiple times, but living in a small town, everyone knew, and the house would not sell.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
So they stayed. Years later, and while my wife and I are engaged, there was a murder trial, which I attended in support of her family. I saw the crime scene photos. Another few years later, we had two kids. The oldest was 6 at the time. My wife's family does not talk about the murder. Our kids do not know about the murder to this day. We just don't talk about it. My father-in-law decided he wanted the room where the murder happened to be sort of like a hangout room for the grandkids when the family was in town. He put sleeping bags and a TV in the room ahead of the holidays. They, you know, were traveling and they were going to be there for several days. We didn't love it, but we stayed silent since the murder was a sore subject. My father-in-law also wanted all the grandkids to sleep in there together. Mm. We were the first to arrive, and my son went into the room alone. He usually couldn't sit still long at that age, so after a couple of hours, I decided to check in on him, and here is our conversation. During the whole conversation, he was still and rigid and would not look away from the TV. So I walked in, and I said, "Hey, buddy, is everything okay up here?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay, have fun." And he said, "Daddy, do I have to sleep in here? I don't want to." He said, "Why not?" And his son said, "I'm not alone." And every hair on my body stood up. But I said, "Well, yeah, I'm here with you." And he said, "No, there's someone in here with us." And he said, "Are they nice? Are they mean? Are they a grown-up? Are they a kid?" And he said, "A grown-up." And I asked, "What are they doing right now?" And he said, "They're watching you."
Stop it.
And so I said to him, "You've never said anything like this at your grandparents' house before. You've been here all the time." And he said, "Well, they don't leave this room, and I've never been in here before." So I asked, "Where are they now?" And he said, without looking away from the TV, he points to the far corner where his great-grandfather was murdered and said, "They're standing over there. They don't move much." So I said, "Okay, buddy, you don't have to stay in here." And he left the room with me. That's the end of the story.
Fuck!
Oh my God! Fuck.
I have goosebumps. I feel like my face is hot while I have the goosebumps. I'm like experiencing so many things. That was awful.
That was scary.
I love the like, "Okay, buddy.
Okay, come no on problem. Now. You'll sleep nope. in our room.
Stop saying these horrible things. Let's go. You're making it worse. I can't. Oh my God. He's watching you.
He's watching you.
I just would have sprinted out of the house in that moment. Like, grab the kid, get out. Like, we're done. We're done here. Mm-hmm. Did they end up selling the house? I would have just abandoned it, I think.
Yeah, I think I would just have been like, "Well,
cut our losses.
Good luck crumbling.
We can't sell it to anybody, but we're not keeping it." Oh my God.
Lord. Truly awful. Thank you, Faceless Spirit, for letting us tell your tale. That is all the time we have this week for the very first episode of season 8 of Keep It Weird. Thank you guys for joining us. Stick with us this season. Like I said, we're going to be here as often as we can, and we're going to release episodes for you as often as we can. Follow us on Keep It Weird Cast on Instagram and Twitter. We're still going to try and keep up with that, even though I am not ready to come back to social media. So apologies all around if we are not on there much. We're doing the best we can.
We're doing the best we can. I will try to be better at doing more of the posting since Ashley is gone, even though I also try to avoid Instagram as much as I can. But we love our Witchy Wednesday, so we're sticking with
it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and even Laura, our, you know, our resident Green Witch, you know, she's got a 1-year-old now. Mm-hmm. Regina Gina just turned one. So like, she's also busy. So Witchy Wednesdays mm-hmm. is probably going to be every other week. Like we're all doing the best we can. We're just we're three trying. Women in our 30s doing our best.
Doing so, our best.
For season 8, we decided, you know, every season we try and do something a little different with our closing. This year, we have a fun wheel. We have a wheel. We're going to put all kinds of things on this wheel. This week, we are either going to pull a tarot card. We are going to ask a random question. We might do some bibliomancy. Maybe we'll give you an inspirational quote that we make up on the spot. We could do Hive Mind. Classic, or we might just say fuck it later, but fate
letting the wheel decide
is deciding for us. Let's spin. Ready?
Ready.
I don't have to do that with my tongue. I have a soundboard.
That's right.
What does it mean when it's halfway between bibliomancy and random question?
Okay, why can it land halfway?
How is that a
that
thing?
Shouldn't be allowed.
You know what? It's more so on bibliomancy, so we are doing some bibliomancy.
Bust out a book. Do you have one?
I do. You know what? I have my acid hand. Book here, which is what we did our bibliomancy mm-hmm. on in our episode. It's a lot of fun. Let's use this. What is our question? What should we ask?
What do we want to ask, though? Can we ask what really happened at the mall in Miami?
Absolutely.
Maybe that's not interesting enough. Oh, okay.
We can.
Let's do it.
Be Here Now by Ram Dass. Please tell us what really happened at the mall in Miami. What page would you like me to turn to?
91.
Ooh, 91's coming to Lauren. Let's see. Page 91 says, "The funny thing is, you're still not finished. And as far as the Buddhist is concerned, you haven't even begun the trip you're still hung on for." Because he says, "Baby, it's all an illusion." Ooh! "No matter how groovy it gets, the physical plane is obviously an illusion, all a dream. You go to bed at night and dream. You notice about your dreams, they're very real. And yet they don't have any substance on the physical plane. That's the astral plane. You're dreaming on the astral plane." Now, what I think is interesting about this page mm-hmm. that we turned to, about the uh-huh. aliens in the mall in Miami, uh-huh. is that some of the reports said that this image, this 10-foot-tall thing, it wasn't a physical thing that was walking around. It almost seemed like it was flickering in and out, like it was a projection of something.
Uh-huh.
That was some of the fucking reports I heard about. So
holy it wasn't
shit.
Like on this plane. Ooh. It was on another plane, yes. And it was like glitching in and out in our world.
Bibliomancy is real.
Yeah. It is real. Honestly, when you first started reading, I was like, damn it, I picked a bad page. Like, we're getting nothing. But now I'm like, yes!
Ram Dass says it's all an illusion.
Mm-hmm. Tall gray flashing in and out of our lives.
Thank you guys for joining us. And until next time, keep it weird.